Welcome students, and today we'll be studying about e-commerce, what is online shopping, and I'm Professor Pranav Bhatia. So let's begin this topic. So first we'll see emergence of online shopping trends. The e-commerce growth in India as of 2023, e-commerce accounts of 8% total retail sales, projected to reach by 13 to 15% by 2028. That's the trend which we are going to see. Market dynamics, increased internet penetration and higher incomes are driving the growth of online retail, especially among younger and professional population segments. So what has happened is in the last few years, there has been definitely growth in the IT industry, in the telecom industry. The data has also become very reasonable. And there is an advent of nuclear families. There is a rise in nuclear families, which has resulted into demand. In this scenario, both husband and wife are earning. There is a disposable income. There is definitely increase in credit. So the number of credit cards issued is much higher. There is a low cost, zero EMI options available, where a consumer can buy a air conditioner of 35,000 to 50,000 on an 0% EMI, zero interest EMI, and definitely that has fueled a lot of growth. So nowadays, with advent of data penetration, the customers can now order from phone and it can be delivered to his or her house, and definitely there is a big market, and that's what the market dynamics are. So coming to the next point, we will see competitive landscape. Online players leverage consumer data for product experimentation, pricing and promotions, posing challenges to physical stores. So what has happened with regards to the online players? They are sitting on a huge data. There is a lot of artificial intelligence that is being used, and they can experiment with those data. They can come up with offers. They can come up with a customized offer depending upon the buying pattern. So everything is captured. A specific personalized offer can be offered to the consumer, which poses a big threat to the physical stores because they are not in a position to customize on that level. Consumer convenience, online shopping offers anytime, anywhere access, attracting consumer seeking convenience and flexibility in the shopping experience. So what is happening is the consumer, the young generation. So there is a generation X, generation Y, and there is generation Z. So they prefer convenience. They want to shop at their leisure, and anything and everything can be delivered at their home door, home step. So definitely that is the first priority of the consumers. And that is what is offered. This flexibility is offered by the online retailers, and that's why it's a big hit. Reasons for popularity of online shopping: higher discounts. Online retailers enjoy lower trading costs and overheads, often resulting in lower prices and attractive discounts for the consumers. So in the online retailers, there is no middleman. They don't have to keep into warehouse. There is no distribution cost. The distribution cost is only limited directly from the warehouse to the delivery of the customer. Thereby, there is a huge savings, and they pass on these savings to the customers. Definitely, there is a less trading cost, and that's why the prices are low, which results into higher discounts. No geographical limits. Online shopping transcends geographical boundaries, allowing consumer to access a wide range of products from across the country. So with regards to geographical limits, the retailer, the online person, or the vendor selling online cater to a huge, bigger geographical boundaries. So here the customer has access to products across the country, and definitely they can order any product which is delivered at the home step within a very stipulated or short time. Wider choice. Online platform offers an extensive array of products, providing consumer with endless options and convenience in product selection. So the consumer gets a wider choice. They don't have to walk, or they don't have to go from store to store to check different varieties. So within a click, on definitely on their laptops, desktop or mobile phones, they can access the entire inventory, and they can place an order for the product what they want. price comparison, consumers can quickly compare prices and features across multiple retailers, facilitating informed decision making and cost savings. So in case if a customer wants to buy a particular brand of AC, he can quickly go on the online websites. They can check what different brands are offering, what Vijay Sales is offering, what price Croma is offering, what price Reliance Digital is offering. And after doing this comparison, he or she can immediately decide and can take a informed decision, which is cost saving for him. He will go with the brand or he'll go with the vendor who's giving maximum discounts. So the consumer has a lot of payment mechanism options. The vendor offers a lot of payment options. It could be debit card, it could be credit card, internet banking, there's UPI, there's a cash on delivery. There are certain times there are offers on debit and credit card, thereby giving convenience to the consumers. High-speed convenience. So within 24/7 accessibility, online shopping provides fast and convenient shopping experience, catering to busy lifestyles and multitasking consumers. So there is a convenience. Certain brands, online vendors provide next day delivery. In case of Blinkit, they provide delivery within 10 minutes. Amazon provides delivery next day with the Prime option. So definitely there's a convenience, and the today's generation is very busy. They do multitasking. They are spending more hours in the office. So all these benefits is definitely a convenience for them when they don't have time to go to the store or mall to pick up the products. So they know that the price is good. The product is also good. There are reviews, and definitely this convenience helps in customers from shifting from offline to online mode. Now we'll see the biggest drawback of online shopping. So not able to touch, feel and try the product. That's the one of the biggest disadvantage. Lack of physical shopping experience. That's the second disadvantage. The third disadvantage is possibility of damage or fragile item. So while delivering, the person handling the product doesn't handle properly. So there is possibility of a damage in fragile product which needs to be exchanged. It's an again and headache for asking for an exchange, for a return, and then the new products come in. There's a waste of time. Lack of interactivity, obviously that's the next disadvantage. Scam and fraud issues, so there are chances of fake product being sent, or there are chances of having fraud which can happen, and there are chances of delay in delivery. So in case if there is a delivery mechanism is not in place, or if the vendor doesn't comply, that is definitely going to delay in delivery, and these are the some biggest drawback of online shopping. Now we'll see the impact of online retail, with impact of online business on retail landscape. The shift in consumer behavior, the rise of online shopping has led to significant shift in the consumer preferences, with many opting for convenience and accessibility of e-commerce platforms. So yes, there is definitely a shift. Because it's a pain for the customer to take the car out, go drive in the traffic, reach the mall, do parking, park the car, take a parking ticket, then go to the malls, search 10 different stores, then buy the product, then spend on food and movies. So it's a big headache for the customer, and definitely the consumer wants to shift to online because it's convenient. Sitting at the customer can sit in the main room or in the bedroom, on the click of a laptop or a desktop or on mobile phone, the product, they can select the multiple products, they can check the price, and definitely they can buy which will be delivered at his doorstep. So definitely there is a shift in the consumer behavior as well. Challenges for the brick and mortar retail. Traditional retailers face challenges in meeting the evolving demands of consumer, particularly in smaller cities where online shopping has gained traction. So what is happening is the offline retailers are not able to match with the online retailers as well. So even the tier 2 and the smaller towns, there is a craze of online shopping because that product is delivered at their doorstep, and that has gained traction. And the tier 2 retailers are not able to match the speed and the range offered by the online retailers as well. So these are the challenges which brick and mortar retail is facing. Adaption and innovation. So to stay competitive, brick and mortar retailers are embracing online channels, leveraging technology to enhance the shopping experience and reach new markets. So the change is inevitable, and definitely in the retail as well as in the online and offline business, adoption and innovation is a need of the hour. So in case the brick and mortar, if they don't shift, if they don't innovate, and if they don't adapt online channel, definitely they will be left out in the market and they will be finished. So definitely the brick and mortar needs to have an omnipresent. They need to ensure that they are available online as well as offline, and they tap the new markets as well, so that they stay in the market, in the competitive market. Opportunities for growth. Despite challenges, the online shopping trend presents opportunity for retailers to expand their reach, diversify revenue streams, and cater to changing consumer needs. So definitely there is a lot of opportunities of growth for the online shopping trend as well, because the retailers need to expand their reach. The retailers can diversify revenue through different streams. Definitely a lot of innovations are needed, a lot of other channels of incomes are added to, and also to cater the changing consumer needs. Collaborative strategies, collaboration between online and offline retailers as well with technology providers can lead to innovative solutions, bridge the gap between physical and digital shopping experiences. So there are chances where the online retailer and the offline retailer, they both collaborate with the help of a technology provider, and definitely it can bridge the gap between physical and digital shopping experiences. Embracing omni-channel strategies, changing retail landscape, online retail is growing rapidly, posing a challenge for brick and mortar stores. So nowadays the brick and mortar store needs to ensure that they are also available on online mode as well as offline mode. So in case a customer wants to shop on the click of a button, but he wants to pick that product after having look and feel and touch and feel, definitely they need to work in the omni-channel background. They need to offer that option to the customer. Strategic shift, retailers are embracing the online channel, integrating into overall strategy and planning cycles. So definitely the brick and mortar retailers are having a strategic shift. They have also started coming online. They have ensured that they have merchandise for online sales, and they have merchandise in physical stores as well. So accordingly, they are making the strategy, the marketing strategy, and they are planning those cycles, they are planning stock accordingly. Retailers are developing distinct strategies for offline and online to leverage both without conflicts. So as I said earlier, the marketing team of the store are coming with such strategies that if a customer wants to shop online and pick up the product offline, that option is also available. If they want to shop online and want the product delivered to their house, that is also available. If they come to the store and then they want the product to be delivered at the house, that is also possible. So the retailers are coming with different strategies, and they are present in both online and offline mode, and to ensure that there is no conflict. At the end of the day, the sale is happening and they are reaping the benefits. Partnership and alliance. Big companies are entering alliances with online players to expand their reach and guard their turf against online competition. So there are different brick and mortar vendors, and there are certain small vendors as well. There are big companies also who are entering into alliances with online players to expand their reach. So, you know, certain times there are places where a big company doesn't want to invest in money, but there they can keep an online partner and they can start selling those products. So definitely that's going to give them a reach, and they will guard their turf definitely against the competition. The products are selling through a third party vendor as well, and the end result is that the product is getting sold, and they are ensuring that they hold their market share in future as well. Now we'll see what omni-channel strategies are. So if you see, there is online, there is in-store, there is product experts, and there is mobile. So the first point is enhancing customer experience. Superior customer service. Brick and mortar store needs to compensate for the online discounts with superior customer service. So if a customer is not having touch and feel, they need to ensure that the customer, when they have ordered XL, they deliver XL and it fits the customer. So this superior customer service needs to be need of the hour. In case if they falter in sending the right product, definitely there would be a bad customer service. there are bad reviews and it will kill the online business. Pressure on brands. So physical retailers are pressuring brands to offer better deals and pulling out online spaces to maintain brand image. So there's a lot of pressure on the brands. The physical retailers are pressuring brands to offer better deals because it's an online business, and definitely the consumer wants a product which is having a best price. So there's a lot of pressure on the brands to manage the margins as well. They need to have, they want to sell the product and ensure they get good margins. But with onslaught of online business, they need to come down, they need to offer discounts, and they also need to ensure that they are charging the amount which is maintaining their brand image. Lobbying efforts. Some retailers are lobbying the government for ban on foreign direct investment, FDI, in e-commerce firms. So there was a time where the big retailers were lobbying with the government to ensure there is a complete ban with regards to the foreign direct investment in e-commerce firms. Definitely, there was a move which was done. Adapting to the customer preferences, retailers need to upgrade themselves by equipping sales staff with smart devices and offering personalized promotions. So with advent of technology, the online partners and the brick and mortar business, they also need to upgrade themselves. They need to equip staff with devices, smart devices. It could be pads, it could be other devices where they can offer a customized promotion. They can help the customer selecting a product, ensuring that they are having sales in the offline mode as well. Leveraging in-store experience, the power of presence. Physical stores offer opportunities for customer to engage all five senses, socialize and make commitments. So what happens is when the customer visits the offline store, there is the opportunity for customer to engage all the senses. It could be see, visualize, hear, listen, touch, feel, and definitely it gives a shopping experience that they feel, yes, we have bought something. And that also provides opportunity to socialize. So there are chances where the friends go together for shopping. There are relatives who meet, they socialize, they go out, eat and have fun. Therefore, definitely there's the in-store experience is always better for offline person who prefers offline shopping. The need for engagement, shoppers still crave engagement with brands and enjoy impulse buying experience in store. So the benefit of offline shopping is certain times the shoppers get a kick, they get excitement. So in case if there's an offer available and they bought that offer and they got that size, definitely that gives them a impulse joy. It gives them, they enjoy those impulse moment, and when they have sought a discount, they got a product on a very good price. Definitely it gives them a sense of enjoyment as well. So there are certain benefits of impulse buying as well, which ensures customer satisfaction as well. So these are some benefits of in-store experience. Technological innovations. Brick and mortar retailers are exploring new digital technologies to enhance in-store experience, including interactive fitting rooms, beacons, mobile devices for store associates. So the offline stores, the brick and mortar stores, what they are coming, they are using digital technologies. They have come up with interactive fitting rooms. So definitely that comes that this with the advent of technology, the customer can upload their photo or they stand in front of the image and how the shirt looks on that. So there is interactive fitting room which has come. They have come up with mobile devices for the store associates, so they can quickly show what products are available at which store. Definitely lots of technology is used. Therefore, these innovations will help customer to make informed decision while buying. Challenges and opportunities. While online retail poses challenges, offline retailers can leverage the in-store experience, build customer loyalty and offer personalized service to differentiate themselves from online competitors. So there is always an opportunity for the offline retailers or the brick and mortar retailers. They can offer customized service. They can dedicate a staff. When a customer enters, the staff can offer water. They can sit. There's a tea coffee which is offered. And when a customer is buying a really big product, a high value purchase, the personal shopper will go help ensure that the customer, the guest is at ease. So definitely there's a lot of options available for the offline retailers to gain customer loyalty, give them offer them personalized service, and that will differentiate them from the online competitors. The rise of omnichannel retail. So we will see how the rise of omnichannel retail happened in the retail scenario. Growing smartphone usage. India's smartphone market is expected to be third largest globally by 2040, driving the need for omni retail strategies. So as I've said earlier, there is a growth in telecom industry. There is use. The telecom industry is growing. There is a smartphone industry which is booming, and definitely by 2040, India, the smartphone market would be third largest. India would be third largest in the world. So this smartphone boom has definitely resulted into most of the customers shifting from offline stores to online stores. Preference for digital interaction. Customers prefer unmanned in-store devices like kiosks, digital displays for product information and browsing. So the customers also want, now they prefer unmanned. They don't want to be disturbed while shopping, and definitely they prefer a kiosk or digital displays for product information and for browsing. Blurring lines between offline and online. Omnichannel strategies leverage both offline and online channels, offering unique opportunity to reach customers. So normally there is a very blurring line. The retailers are available on bloat platforms, and as I said earlier, the retailers are offering options. If the customer wants to shop from at the convenience of home and pick the product, that is also available. In case if they want to they shop from the offline mode and they want it to be delivered, that is also available. So the retailers are now offering unique opportunities, and there is various way to reach the customers. Advantages of retailers. Retailers embrace omnichannel strategies, can tap into growing digital market and cater to changing customer preferences effectively. So the data is available. There is artificial intelligence. There is a lot of data available. There is pattern when a customer shops, by what time, what days they are shopping, what are the preferences, what are the mode of payment they are using. Are they using debit card? Are they using credit card? Are they using finance with zero interest EMIs? So all those things have helped the retailers to create the strategies for online, offline, as well as in the both omni-channel way. And they are giving personalized offers. So they just need the customer. They want customer to come and shop, and they have understood customer preferences, and thereby they are making such strategies which are customer friendly and which are helping them to drive sales. Evolving retail landscape. E-commerce growth in India. So now we'll see what was the growth in India. E-commerce in India have grown significantly, with a share of total sales expected to reach 13-15% by 2028. That's the evolving retails landscape. Mobile apps and social media impact. Web impacted or cross channel retail is gaining popularity, influenced by mobile apps and social media. So with the advent of social media, there are a lot of platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, there's LinkedIn, and there are other apps as well. And again, with the increase in smartphone usage and increase in social media usage, definitely the retail scenario, they are ensuring that they gain popularity. They can sell the product on these multiple platforms. They can get the customer to engage, they interact. Definitely there are a lot of quiz, there are a lot of things which happen, and the customers are rewarded. In case there are certain retailers who put a contest that you wear our merchandise, you display on the social media, and depending on the number of likes, they might get a certain percent of discount, or there is a voting also which happens. So definitely with advent of mobile apps and social media, there is obviously a lot of popularity. The brands wants to catch that trend as well and ensure that they are selling on that platforms, thereby resulting a lot of sales for them. Addressing changing customer expectations. Omni retail strategies must adapt to changing customer expectations, offering 24/7 service and faster delivery options. So the offline, the online retailers are, they are challenging themselves. They have raised the bar. They are ensuring that they are available 24/7 as and when customer orders, the product is delivered, and there are faster delivery options. Expanding ecosystem. A successful omni retail ecosystem involves various stakeholders such as retailers, vendors, payment processors, mobile developers, and advertisers. So what has happened with the advent of online ecosystem? They have been expanding. A successful omni retail ecosystem needs lot of various stakeholders, who wants to start a business, who wants to earn a profit. Then there are retailers who are supplying, there are vendors, there is a payment processor, so there is a third party involved as a payment options for the EDCs, for the POS. There are banks involved. Then there are mobile developers required to for an app. They are used over there for a different purpose, for the app upgradation and other needs. And there are advertisers. So there is a social marketing team which has come. A lot of social marketing marketers have come into industry thereby. So all these things have given business to the vendor, to the offline as well as online vendors. So we'll see the changing business models, adoption of online grocery platforms. So retail giants like Reliance Retail, Future Retail, Spencers have launched online grocery platforms to cater changing consumer preferences. So if you see the examples, these platforms like Reliance Retail, Future Retail, they were all offline stores, but now they have come up with the online platform as well. So Reliance Retail has Jio. Future Retail is definitely merged with Reliance Retail now. Spencers, they are also come up with the online options. Similarly, there is an emergence of e-retailers as well. The online grocery retailers like BigBasket.com and LocalVanya.com are operating on marketplace inventory-based models, tapping into the growing demand for online grocery shopping. So definitely, there are examples of retailers like Big Basket, which has been, and there is Local Vanya, who are now operating in the marketplace. So these are the few examples of grocery retailers also who are into online and offline mode, online mode as well. Expansion of omnichannel approach. Companies like Amazon and Grofers are expanding their omnichannel approach by partnering with neighborhood stores and offering express delivery services. So if you see, there are companies like Amazon and Grofers who are doing partnership and collaborations with the local neighborhood stores, thereby enabling deliveries, faster deliveries and express delivery to the consumers. Integration of physical and online presence. So definitely there has been integration of physical and online presence, thereby keeping in mind that the customer gets the product immediately and there is no loss of sale. Many brick and mortar stores are adopting online models, while some online retailers are establishing physical stores offering customer a seamless shopping experience. So many brick and mortar stores are shifting to online. Some online retailers are establishing physical store. The best example could be Lenskart. Lenskart started with online, but now they are into offline mode as well, thereby offering customers a seamless shopping experience. Payment apps like Google Pay and Paytm are facilitating cashless and contactless transactions, further enhancing the omni-channel shopping experience. So with the advent of technologies, definitely the Google Pay and Paytm are giving a lot of options on this online platform. So when there was a pandemic, there was a COVID, there was a need of contactless payment. And definitely, when the currency or the card is used, there is a contact which comes into picture. But with regards to the payment apps like Google Pay and Paytm, that's totally contactless payment which is used. It is cashless, definitely. There is no need of change. There is no need of count. There is the risk of counterfeit or fake note is mitigated. So all these things have definitely helped enhancing the omni-channel experience. Personalized shopping experience, data analytics in retail. Data analytics will play a critical role in personalizing the shopping experience for customers. So as I have said earlier, there is a huge data available on advent of artificial learning and machine learning as well. And all this data can be used to give a personalized offer, or if the consumer is looking for a bargain or they are looking for some product, definitely a product can be customized depending upon the data. Specific personalized offers can be launched, and definitely every retailer, whether offline or online, they want to have a sale, they want to achieve their targets, and definitely they want to give a better experience to the consumers. So a lot of this technology is going to change, and definitely it will be benefit for the customers as well as for the online and offline retailers as well. Example scenario, customer receives an SMS alert while passing a store about availability of t-shirt he viewed online, prompting a visit. So with the advent of technology, in case if the customer was browsing a t-shirt and he liked the t-shirt, but when he is moving across a store, he receives an SMS alert saying that the size he was looking, the t-shirt he was looking online is available in offline store where he can visit, he can touch and feel, he can try, he can ensure that he liked it, he can purchase, and he can enjoy the purchase of that product. A feedback loop. After purchase, customers receive feedback, requests and discount coupons, encouraging further engagement and purchases. So normally, even in offline and online, now the customer's feedback is very important. So as and when a sale is done, there is discount coupons are issued. There are a lot of rewards which are being given to the customer to encourage them to engage, and move further purchases. In-store guidance. In-store apps can guide customers to relevant depart product based on the previous purchase, enhancing the shopping experience. So with the advent of technology, there are in-store apps which can guide the customers to the relevant department, to the relevant products based on their shopping history. So depending upon what they bought last time, what size they bought, what color they bought, definitely those apps can help, and they can provide a superior experience to the consumer who are walked into the store for the purchases.